Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, mi nombre es Lizzie.
Alan here.
Newbie Series, lesson number 10.
I'm starving. Hey everybody, I'm Alan, and we'd like to welcome you to the 10th lesson of the Newbie Series in SpanishPod101.com.
Alan, we made it to number 10.
We survived. And that means that you have all made it along with us, so congratulations. And for those of you who are just coming in for the first time, welcome.
We've got a lot of interesting and useful material to cover today.
As always, Lizzie, as always. Hey, what tidbit are we discussing today?
This lesson we're going to be looking at expressions related to hunger and in particular the verb to eat.
Always useful. Everyone gets hungry. Where does today's conversation take place?
Today's conversation takes place around the lunch table in Córdoba, Argentina, where Renzo and Lucia get ready for a delicious lunch.
Don't forget to check out our webpage to see the formal and informal transcripts and translations in the PDF for this lesson. Okay, guys, let's get into today's conversation.
Lucía, me muero de hambre.
Yo también tengo mucha hambre, Renzo.
¿Qué quieres comer tú?
Yo quiero comer carne.
Con la carne quiero tomar un vino tinto.
Yo tengo un Malbec.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente.
Lucía, me muero de hambre.
Yo también tengo mucha hambre, Renzo.
¿Qué quieres comer tú?
Yo quiero comer carne.
Con la carne quiero tomar un vino tinto.
Yo tengo un Malbec.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Lucía, me muero de hambre.
Lucía, I'm starving.
Yo también tengo mucha hambre, Renzo.
I'm really hungry too, Renzo.
¿Qué quieres comer tú?
What do you want to eat?
Yo quiero comer carne.
I want to eat meat.
Con la carne quiero tomar un vino tinto.
With the meat, I want to drink red wine.
Yo tengo un Malbec.
I have a Malbec.
Hey, Lizzie, you know, I no longer hold myself to that rule of wine and food. You know, with chicken or fish, white wine, and with steak, a red wine. I think if you like white wine with the meat dish, why not? What do you think?
No, no es así. La carne roja se acompaña con un delicioso vino tinto.
I see that we're dealing with a purist here. You got to be a little bit flexible in life, Lizzie. Although, I agree that a good Malbec with a steak is excellent. And you know, in Peru, I think we have some Peruvian wines here and they're okay. But in Peru, you really get some great Argentine wine.
I agree.
Okay, friends, now we'll take a look at the vocabulary and phrases for this lesson. First word.
Me muero de hambre.
I'm starving.
Me muero de hambre. Me muero de hambre.
Next we'll hear.
Comer.
To eat.
Comer. Comer.
Now we'll hear.
Carne.
Meat. Flesh.
Carne. Carne.
Now we'll hear.
Con.
With.
Con. Con.
Next we'll listen to.
Vino.
Wine.
Vino.
And finally.
Tinto.
Red, tinted.
Tinto, tinto.
You know, Lizzie, one thing that I found when I came here, it's got not embarrassing, but a problem I had when I first went to restaurants and I wanted to order a wine, I would say, por favor, un vino rojo. And, you know, a red wine, literally translated. But I found that you don't, in fact, ask for red wine saying un vino rojo. You say un vino tinto, a tinted wine.
¿Y qué te dijeron?
Oh, they looked at me with that puzzled, quizzical, who the heck is this gringo expression? What's he doing in my restaurant? Look on their face. But then, you know, just sort of insisting. They usually understood. I probably wasn't the first language learner that they had to deal with, or the last.
¿Y te pusiste coloradito como sueles ponerte?
My face would turn as red as the wine that I was trying to order, Lizzie. These food lessons are hard. We're being asked to go above and beyond the duty, I think.
Why?
Well, they keep me thinking of food, and it's hard to concentrate.
You'll be fine. The first expression we will look at is, me muero de hambre.
You're not making this any easier. Okay, me muero de hambre. I'm dying of hunger. Okay, I'll take care of this example. Quiero almorzar. Me muero de hambre.
I want to have lunch. I'm starving. That was a strange reverse. I didn't realize how used to the system I was.
Well, you have to shake things up sometimes, Liz.
Well, we should explain the usage.
Okay, friends, remember the word hambre, which means hunger, as we saw in newbie lesson number 9.
And the preposition de, which means of or from.
The words me muero literally means I die or I'm dying.
So, if we wanted to translate the expression literally...
Well, we might say I'm dying of hunger, but we tend to say I'm starving instead.
This phrase is a step up in terms of emphasis from tengo hambre, I'm hungry, which we looked at last lesson.
Right. This phrase would be used when really you are famished.
The next word we're going to look at today is carne.
I must say, I'm definitely not a vegetarian. Lizzie, how about an example with the word carne?
Ellos almuerzan carne asada.
They have roast beef for lunch. That does sound delicious.
Well, let's see if it still does after I explain this.
Explain what?
The word carne means meat, beef, or when you're not talking about food, carne means flesh.
Flesh. Mm-hmm. That will turn anybody into a vegetarian. Hey, would you like to throw some flesh on the barbecue? I got to admit, I generally don't think about it in the fleshy aspect.
Well, it's a general way of saying this, and it can be made specific by describing what kind of meat we're talking about.
What do you mean?
For example, you can say carne de pollo, which literally means chicken meat, or carne de res, which means meat of livestock.
But we usually don't translate it this way. It just lets us know what kind of meat we're talking about.
On its own, carne usually refers to beef or red meat.
I do know that Peruvian cuisine involves a lot of meat. Lizzie, what's your favorite meat dish?
Lomo saltado y también anticuchos. Bueno, como ya te he dicho, Alan, y como ya les he contado a nuestros estudiantes, a nuestros amigos, yo no suelo comer carne, me cuido bastante, soy vegetariana, pero cuando me doy un gustito, me encanta el lomo saltado.
So Lizzie says that sometimes, you know, she doesn't eat a lot of meat, but when she does, she likes having a lomo saltado. This is a typical Peruvian dish that's sautéed beef with tomato, onions, and they even sauté some French fries in there with cilantro, a bit of soy sauce, and it's served with rice. It's delicious. And she also eats anticuchos. Talk about flesh. Anticuchos is, in fact, beef heart. It's beef heart. And it's put on a skewer and cooked on a grill. It is quite delicious.
Anticuchos con sus papitas y su choclito.
Spoken as a true vegetarian, Lizzie. But I have to admit that, you know, I stopped eating meat here for about 6 months just for health reasons. And I gave up. I just felt I was missing too much. The food in Peru is delicious.
Okay, the next vocabulary word is con.
Lizzie, would you give us an example with con? Wow, that's actually pretty redundant.
Why?
Well, considering that con means with, it's like saying with.
Ah, I guess you're right.
Either way, just an observation. Lizzie, would you give us an example with con?
Quiero comer carne con arroz.
I want to eat meat with rice.
So the word con is really important.
Yeah, it means with. And you're going to hear it a lot in Spanish at all levels.
Here, it is used as a preposition, but you'll also see that it gets attached to the beginning of verbs. For example, the verb vivir means to live, while convivir means to live together.
Remember, in English, we have co-workers, which are people that you work with.
This works the same way. This brings us to the last vocabulary word today, which is vino. El vino es delicioso.
The wine is delicious. Hey, I don't think I've spoken more truth in my entire life.
So the word vino means wine.
And that shouldn't be too hard to remember, unless you're drinking too much vino.
Also, we say vino tinto for red wine and vino blanco for white wine.
That's right. Important to remember. And an easy way to remember that is to think of the word vine, as in vineyard, in English. Vine, vino.
What's your favorite type of wine, Alan?
Oh, there's lots of wines. Gosh, I guess it depends. Last night I had a blend Syrah with Merlot, and it was pretty nice.
Oh, puedo ver que eres un experto en vinos.
Far from it, but hey, probably like most people, I enjoy having a nice glass of wine with a meal. Okay, getting back to this. Jeez, Niaquan, Liz, you've taken me from food to wine. We're trying to work here. We're trying to get our students to learn. So let's get down to it. Let's have a more thorough look at the grammar used in this lesson. And today we're going to look at some expressions that have to do with hunger again.
Okay, but I think it's good to remind our audience that hunger is often expressed with the verb tener, which literally means to have.
That's right. Let's look at an example of this, Lizzie. Where did this occur in the conversation?
Yo también tengo mucha hambre.
I'm really hungry too.
So we see that tener plus hambre means to be hungry, even though literally it's translated I have hunger. If you add mucha before hambre, then it means I am really hungry.
And there's other ways to express your hunger as well, like
me muero de hambre.
I'm starving, or
tengo un hambre canino.
I'm as hungry as a dog. I could eat some flesh. Hey, if we were to translate this literally, we would say, I have a canine hunger. But it would probably be better in English if you expressed it as, I'm as hungry as a dog.
I agree. This expression is a big exaggeration, and it's funny too.
Lizzie, would you find that exaggerations are common in Spanish?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So don't be afraid to try some of these out when you're speaking with native speakers.
Lizzie, before we go, how about just one more for good measure?
Estoy hambriento.
I'm famished. I see a similarity there.
Right. The word hambre and hambriento.
They share the same H-A-M root.
This expression is used to express extreme hunger. It can be used as an exaggeration, but it's a little less common than the others mentioned here.
Okay, friends, this wraps up today's lesson.
Keep on going. You are doing great.
Hey, thanks, Liz. Thanks for that.
I'm talking to the audience.
I knew that. I was trying to make you giggle.
Don't forget to try out the Spanish Review in the Learning Center, where you'll find test questions, answers, and comments on the answers.
Okay, guys, until next time, and in the words of who knows who, some famous philosopher, he said, practice makes perfect. So practice, guys. It's not just about listening, it's about practicing.
Esa es la clave. Practiquen muchísimo. Hasta la próxima. Chao.
Chao.